Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Another SBS Pop Asia podcast. It's The Anime Show with Joey and Aki.
Welcome back to another episode of The Anime Show with Joey and Aki. I'm your host, Joey.
And I'm your co-host, Aki. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about the newly released Toonami special of Fooly Cooly Season 2 and 3 after 17 years.
If you enjoy the show, make sure to like, favorite, comment, and share it with all of your friends.
Welcome back to another episode of The Anime Show with your hosts, Joey and Aki. I'm your co-host, Aki, and that is the host, Joey. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about a series that just recently aired on Adult Swim. Take it from here.
You really got to keep that in?
Yeah.
Like, you just did a second intro after the actual intro.
Whatever.
All right, whatever. As my co-host so conveniently said, much like a host, we're going to be talking about Fooly Cooly, or more specifically, Fooly Cooly 2 and 3, Fooly Cooly Progressive, and what was the third one called?
Fooly Cooly Part 3.
It has a name, because like Fooly Cooly
Alternative?
2, is it alternative?
I don't know. It sounds like
that. That sounds right.
Yeah.
It's Fooly Cooly, the one that just came out is Fooly Cooly Progressive.
Yeah, and then I think the next one is Fooly Cooly Alternative. Now,
yes,
while he's
is.
Looking that up, let me give you guys a rundown. What the heck is Fooly Cooly? Fooly Cooly is an anime that has just recently been aired as of yesterday or 2 days ago at midnight by Toonami. This is actually a sequel that came out. The first part of the anime, Fooly Cooly, came out in the year 2000 on Adult Swim.
Was it 2000?
Yeah, and wow. Then the last episode was released in 2001. Yeah, so everyone that is
17
on that,
years we've been waiting.
Yeah, see, like, everyone just looking at the release date, which is 2000, they're like, Aki, it's 18 years, not 17. Well, I'm talking about the release since the last episode,
yeah,
which was 2001. Anyways, so it was a big comeback for them. Now, most of you listening to this may or may not have heard of Fooly Cooly. Probably a lot of you haven't or even haven't watched it. Fooly Cooly is my personal favorite anime of all time.
As is mine.
Yeah. And so when you watch it, you guys are probably wondering what it's about. It's very confusing. It does not make sense.
No.
And there are two types of people who watch this that will do one of two things. One, they're just going to brush off the fact that they have no idea what they watched. Or two, you'll embrace the fact that you have no idea what you just watched. You don't know what you saw, but you like it and you're going to continue.
That's not really two choices, though, I feel. That's just like two stages of being a Fooly Cooly fan. Because the first stage is like, I have no idea what just happened and I'm confused and I don't know if I like it. But then the second stage is like, nah, this is weird but cool. I like it. And then the third stage, which is us, is the stage where you've watched it so many times and you've analyzed every single frame of the show that you know exactly what it's about.
Yeah, if you guys want to watch it, it's only 6 episodes, but it's 6 episodes of chaotic randomness that really doesn't make much sense. But okay, so some of you that don't know what this anime is probably not sold whatsoever on this anime.
Yeah. Explain it in the most simple way possible. Like, in a way that you don't have to look at it. Like, you know, obviously this is radio, so there's no visuals to accompany it. So use the best of your vocabulary and explain Fooly Cooly to people who have never heard of it before.
Kid is really bored in his town where nothing amazing ever happens, and then then aliens crash down. And he holds the power to release one of the most powerful aliens or robots in the entire universe. And this girl, who is an alien, knows it, but the kid doesn't know that he has this power. The kid, this girl named Haruko, hits him with a guitar. And
a bass guitar.
Yeah, a bass guitar. And for some reason, that easily triggers, like, the little bursts of power. And so she wants the ultimate power to come out, which goes by Atomisk. So to put it simply, Kid just goes through a lot of random things because he apparently holds the power to release one of the most strongest beings in the entire universe. And the only reason that this female character, Haruko, wants it out on the universe is because she's in love with it. The ultimate
power. She's in love with a forehead robot.
Yeah, the ultimate power is like personified kind of into what the universe calls the Pirate King. Mm. And Haruko, the alien girl, is in love with the Pirate King. She's on a hunt for him. Mm. So she senses that he came down to Earth, he's hiding, and it turns out he's hiding in a kid's forehead.
Oh, by the way, can we just say that Haruko, when we say Haruko's an alien girl, like, we don't mean, like, you know, the bulgy, like, she looks like a human. She's a pink-haired girl riding a yellow Vespa with a blue Beckenhauer bass guitar on her back.
Yeah, she's only alien because she says she is, and that's how the anime goes, and you have to accept it, and yeah, no like, questions
I guess she's an alien now. But yeah, so that's basically the story of it, and Fully Cooly Progressive, which is Fully Cooly Season 2, which aired, like, 2 days ago? Day ago? As of the recording of this video? 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 days ago. As of the recording of this video. Wow, I'm too used to saying that. Recording of this podcast. Aired after 17 years, and everybody was excited. And luckily for us, for Aki and I, because we know some of the people at Adult Swim, they let us watch the first episode, like, ahead of everybody else.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah. Thank you guys at Adult Swim. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm not sure if Adult Swim's a thing in Australia.
I don't know if it is.
Okay, because if
maybe it is now. Like, okay. Netflix.
Well, they're the ones that are the publishers of Rick and Morty, which I'm sure some of you guys may have heard of.
Yeah, they're associated.
Your sister knows it, so I'm guessing that Adult Swim is
somewhere. They're associated with Cartoon Network, right?
They are Cartoon Network, okay, and Toonami.
Yeah, okay, well, there you go.
They're collectively
all together. You guys in Australia know Cartoon Network and Toonami, so yeah. Adult Swim is basically like the hub of all of that.
Yeah, Adult Swim is pretty much the hub of Cartoon Network and Toonami, but it's just that at nighttime, and they released like more of the adult-rated cartoons like Squidbillies, Boondocks, and a lot of Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Yeah, Aqua Teen Hunger Force. They're the ones that did that. Yeah. And also just collectively,
did they
anime.
Do Archer?
I think so.
I think that's Adult Swim, right?
Probably. Yeah. And also just anime in general. Mm-hmm. So they're actually one of the biggest reasons that I even know what anime was.
Right.
Like they, well, besides from, you know, like there was Naruto and there was Bleach that happened during the day. But
that
then
came out in Toonami for us.
Yeah, which is basically Adult Swim.
Yeah.
So it's still kind of relaying back to it. But I would watch things at night, and they had Eureka 7, Inuyasha, and all of this, and Fully Cooly. So going back to Fully Cooly, they now have released Season 2 mm-hmm. after 17 years. Now, you might be wondering why they waited so long. Well, nobody really knew this was going to happen.
The thing is, nobody was asking for it either.
Yeah.
But now that it's out, we love it. Have you noticed that? Like,
yeah.
Fully Cooly is so weird in that nobody was asking for a sequel because nobody thought that a sequel was possible because nobody thought that Fully Cooly was popular enough to get a sequel.
Well, it's also like we don't even know what could have been built off from the last episode. But over 17, no spoilers.
Yeah, but over 17 years, apparently, like the fan base has just grown so much over time that the creators of Fully Cooly were like, well, okay. Let's try and bring this back to life. Because much like the first season of Fully Cooly, I feel the second and third season is also going to be the same in that it's a very much an artistic endeavor. Like, nobody in the Fully Cooly team is expecting to make millions of dollars off of this, like, season 2 and 3. Like, they just want to make it purely because they love making something weird and interesting and they want to satisfy the hardcore fans of Fully Cooly. Because the fans of Fully Cooly are hardcore. Like, you run into a fan of Fully Cooly, they'll be like, Fully Cooly is the most amazing. I mean, you're listening to two examples of that right now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not really upset if anyone says that, like, oh, I don't like Fully Cooly because
I didn't get it.
Because it's not really the easiest anime to comprehend.
No.
And because it doesn't spoon feed you any information about what's going on.
Especially the first season.
Yeah. Yeah, especially the first season. It's not going to spoon feed you anything. I think the second season, maybe I'm just talking as somebody who really did an in-depth analysis, but the second season seems to be more spoon-fed with information.
From what I've seen online, the general consensus consensus is people are just as confused as the first season.
So far. Really? Oh, okay.
So I feel it's just because, like, then you and I, but especially you, have analyzed the first season so much that you just see everything.
Yeah, because I remember once we were done, Joey was like, oh my god, I love it. I have no idea what to watch, but that's just the most amazing part. And then I sat there, I was like, really? I got it perfectly.
I got everything.
And then he's like, what? How? And then I broke it down for like half an hour.
Yeah.
I was like, do you remember when this happened? He's like, yeah. And remember when she hit that guy? Yeah. That was actually symbolism for this part. He's like, how do you know? And then I was just like, then I replayed it. And then you were all like.
And then I was like, oh yeah, actually, you're probably right.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's just my analysis, but I don't know. Yeah. So Fooly Cooly, what did you think of the release?
I mean, it was amazing. You know, everything that I was hoping for. Honestly, like for a first season, that was solid. That was so solid. And like, you know, again, first episode for a first episode, that was solid. Like watching that first episode kind of brought me back to the first time I ever watched Fooly Cooly, you know, it was just like an adrenaline rush the whole time. Although I will admit that compared to the first season, it's not as like action packed as the first series. A first season seemed to be, you know, like this first episode was definitely a lot more laid back and much more dialogue heavy than I feel the first season was. Or is it just me? I don't know. I haven't seen Fooly Cooly in a very long time, but from what I'm remembering of the first season of the first episode of the first season, there was dialogue, like there was important dialogue, but like from my memories, the story just kind of went like full force and just went straight into it. Much more so than this first episode of season two.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing, because if anything, Fooly Cooly, yeah, the action is important, but the dialogue is probably the most important thing that people need to listen to. So if you're listening to this podcast right now and you watch the first episode of season two, we implore you to go back and actually listen to everything that everybody is saying, because there is no piece of dialogue in that first episode that is useless.
Yeah.
Or that has no double meaning or information.
And this is something I explained also in my review. Yeah. I was like, there was a part in my video, if you guys want to watch it, it's the newest video that was uploaded. It has Haruko's face on it, and it has the Adult Swim logo. I said, if Fooly Cooly ever taught me anything, it's often some of the most craziest and most fastest and, I guess, spontaneous scenes that are often the ones that are holding the biggest meaning of what you have to take from that anime, or the key to understanding what's going on. Because, like, it's not... Okay, so how can I explain this? In Fooly Cooly, season one, there's a part where the main character gets hit with a guitar and then a horn grows out of his head. Now, to a normal person just looking at that, you just think it's just a horn and that's it. But that was actually symbolism of him, I guess, am I allowed to say this? Getting his first, erection.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It was, because Fooly Cooly is about puberty and growing up. So the kid...
Hard to believe, I know.
I know, right? Yeah. No, believe it or not, this is actually about puberty, regardless of how crazy it is. It's just put in a really weird way. Okay, yeah. So kid... gets hit with a guitar, horn grows out. That is symbolism of him getting his first erection, and he's very confused by it and doesn't know what the heck's going on. And then all this craziness happens, and he dives into a whole new world of like falling in love and him.
Because he falls in love with Haruko.
Because he's spending more time with her because she made him curious. Mm. She's the one that gave him that horn, aka erection. Yeah. And then so it's just saying that like Naota, he's getting closer to that age where like you're gonna want to test things out. So in this new season of Fooly Cooly, we have a new character. Naota is no longer in the picture. And this new character is named Hidomi. But she's... Hidomi. Oh, I kept saying Hidomi.
No, Hidomi.
Oh, it's a T?
I'm pretty sure. Let me check.
Wow, I kept saying Hidomi. Anyways, but... So Hidomi in Fooly Cooly Season 2, she's just sitting there. Nothing amazing is happening. And then basically the same thing happens. An alien girl comes down to Earth, and she sees that there's potential, that she holds a very great power inside of her. Now, there's a part in this episode where the teacher starts showing very explicit footage to the students.
Let's just say there's a reason why it's aired on a program called Adult Swim.
Yeah. So the teacher, out of random, shows the students, and especially Hidomi, like...
Oh, it is Hidomi.
Yeah, it is Hidomi. Oh, see, I know okay. my fully coolie. Don't you question me.
Don't you prejudge me. I thought it was Hitomi.
Yeah. So,
that's
okay.
A weird name.
So the teacher is showing all of the students explicit footage of adult things going on. And Hidomi, now you got me mixed up. Hidomi is just sitting there, and she has absolutely no reaction. Now, you might be thinking, why is a teacher showing her students in school explicit footage like this? Mm. Well, for one, she is crazy. But two, she's looking...
It makes sense at the end of the episode, let's just say that.
Yeah, she's looking for a reaction out of the students. She wants to see which one is the most mature out of all of them. Because at their age, I think like maybe 16, maybe even 15 years old. 15, 16 years old. If your teacher shows you some explicit footage out of nowhere in class... The first thing you're probably going to do is like, oh my God, what the heck? Or you'll probably laugh. You'll probably blush. You'll show some kind of like big reaction to that.
Right.
Hidomi, on the other hand, you got me so mixed up.
I'm sorry.
Like Hidomi, she says nothing. She has absolutely no reaction.
Yeah, she's just dead-faced.
Yeah. And so the teacher gets surprised. She's like, wow, not even a chuckle. And then she's just looking at her like, why are you even showing me this? This is stupid.
Yeah.
And then so she's like, okay, I've seen everything I need to see. So, okay, I know that was a big spiel, and it probably still isn't wrapping around anyone's
head. But it makes sense, trust us.
It makes sense.
Yeah. What did you think about it? I mean, you did a whole video on it.
Well, I wanted to give you some space to talk because I just ramble on in the meaning of us.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, you've done a whole video on it, and basically, I feel you're... much more knowledgeable when it comes to Fully Coolie, considering you did that whole episode. You did that whole video just, like, dissecting
the entirety
of Fully Coolie. Yeah, you've done two
videos. I did one where it's called Everything You Didn't Know About Fully Coolie, and then I did a second one called Why Fully Coolie Is So Hard to Understand.
Yeah, exactly. The only Fully Coolie video I did was a video... It was a video of me fawning over the fact that they announced Fully Coolie 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But... with that said, I have a pretty good understanding of what Fully Coolie is about, you know, obviously after watching your video, but also I think I saw the first season maybe 5-6 times in its entirety, because it's, even if you don't understand it, it's an amazing, just aesthetically, it looks beautiful. Like, you will watch the first season and you will not think that that is an anime from almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, that is a timeless anime. And season 2, even though it's done by technically a different studio, has the same spirit and soul.
Well, the biggest thing about this, so you asked me what I thought about it, and well, when they first announced that they were getting a season 2, and then I looked up to see like who was behind it, because I wanted to make sure that if my stuff was going to continue, I wanted it to be like done correctly.
Right.
I got really happy to see two big things. Mm. One, the original creator, Kazuya Tsurumaki, was the one that was going to direct it. And I was so happy about that because only he knows what he wants in Fully Coolie. And number two, the other thing is that they brought the Pillows back. And the Pillows are one of, if not my absolute favorite Japanese band of all time. Like, they make probably half of that anime the way it is. Like, as beautiful as I find it to be. They have, like, this weird style where it's very mellow and very chill, which fits the entire vibe of the anime.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I was so happy when the Pillows came back, because, like, as you said, like, that made Fully Coolie, like, that much more awesome. Because that soundtrack is unlike anything that you've heard in anime.
Especially in anime.
Yeah. Like, you don't hear just, like, a J-rock band, like, a classic J-rock band, just basically doing the entire soundtrack, you know?
Right.
Because, like, even, like, the kind of, like, mellow parts and, like, the kind of downtime parts are done by the Pillows.
Right.
Which is, like, just a straight-up band. Pillows is, like, incredible. Like, I was so happy. First two seconds of that episode one and I heard the Pillows, I was like... The wait was worth it.
There you go.
Jesus.
But yeah, so...
I also like the little, like, subtle change that they did to the music. Like, they brought back music from the first season, but from the sounds of it, they re-recorded it to make it sound new.
Yeah, it's like, it's not the same recycled ones, yeah. but it doesn't sound too different from the old ones.
But, like, the fact that they went to the effort to re-record older songs that they did from the first season, but with, like, Sawao's, like, newer voice, like, older voice, it's, like, it's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, we love Fooly Cooly, and the first episode of season two was awesome. It sucks, though, that they're delaying it until November.
Well, actually, to correct that...
Yeah.
They're delaying the subbed version.
Yeah, they're delaying the subbed version.
Which
November.
I'm fine with, because yeah. I
Which
don't care.
Which is interesting. I think that's the first time that they've prioritized the dub over a sub in an anime. Other than, like, Ruby, maybe.
I mean, like, I don't really care, because dubbed in Fooly Cooly, I prefer over subbed.
I like both, honestly.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like I mean, both. Okay. I watch both.
I mean, I will watch both, like, if I want to, but I had no problem with dubs.
Oh, no. I have no problem with the Fooly Cooly dub. That's one of the few dubs that I can actually stand.
I probably prefer the dubs,
really?
Too. Yeah, I'd say so.
I mean, it is Adult Swim, so it works out.
Mm.
But yeah, that's about it. We're looking forward to the next episode. And if you haven't seen the first episode, or you haven't seen Fooly Cooly at all, then we recommend you go check it out. It is our favorite anime for a reason. But guys, let us know your thoughts about what we said about the season two, what you guys think about the first episode if you watched it, or what you guys think about Fooly Cooly overall using our specialized hashtag on Twitter. What was it again, Aki?
I don't know. You tell me.
I think it's the one that starts with
S-B-S.
Anime!
Yay!
Not the yay part. Just hashtag SBS anime over on Twitter. Let us know your thoughts about all of that.
I want the yay.
You can say yay as you type hashtag SBS anime on Twitter. Let's just say that. Is that okay?
No. SBS anime yay!
Anime yay! Hey, people at SBS, can you change that hashtag to hashtag SBS anime yay?
Yeah.
That's spelled SBSANIMYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYYY.
Don't do that.
That's going to be annoying to type out. But for the rest of you listening to this, hashtag SBS Anime, let us know your thoughts. But guys, thank you again for listening into another episode of The Anime Show with Joey and Aki. If you enjoy us and you enjoy our voices, then make sure to like, favorite, comment, share it with all of your friends. It helps the podcast out. Make sure to check out our channels if you haven't. And we will see you guys next week.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.